USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pentagon is sending about 3,500 more soldiers to the Middle East following the airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. Defense officials say additional troops will be deployed to Iraq and Kuwait. The move comes on the heel of an American airstrike in Baghdad that took out General Qassem Soleimani. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw tells Fox News Soleimani was a bad dude.
You know, Soleimani was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans. He planned, executed attacks on Americans, gave IEDs to Shia militias in Iraq that are responsible for over 600 American deaths. So this guy has been a force of destruction and death in the region for a long time.
The first storm of the year in the eastern United States will produce a lot more rain than snow and ice. Heavy rains will soak much of the south and east on Friday and move up the east coast over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says senators have a duty to conduct a fair impeachment trial of President Trump. Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer argues that key witnesses and relevant documents should be subpoenaed for the trial.
The Republican leader prefers finger-pointing and name-calling to avoid answering the looming question, why shouldn't the Senate call witnesses?
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of our top stories, reaction coming in from around the world regarding the death of a top Iranian military leader at the hands of the United States, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was asked about the airstrike.
Just as Israel has the right of self-defense, the United States has exactly the same right. Qasem Soleimani is responsible for the death of American citizens and many other innocent people. He was planning more such attacks. President Trump deserves all the credit for acting swiftly, forcefully, decisively.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Texas man who used affluenza as his defense at a trial for killing four people while driving drunk was arrested on Thursday after authorities say he violated the terms of his probation. Ethan Couch was booked into a Fort Worth, Texas jail after he tested positive for marijuana. Couch's attorneys say their client has been intensely monitored for alcohol and illegal substance use for more than 20 months and has never been positive for the use of any substance before. The NFL's TV viewership has made a bit of a comeback. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Ratings for National Football League games rising 5% in 2019, making it the most watched season since 2016, according to data from the league. More than 182 million people sampled the game during the year. Across the networks, an average of 16.7 million people were watching on linear and digital platforms. The high mark for the past decade remains the 2015 season. That's when the NFL averaged 18.7 million viewers during the regular season, but since hitting the low point in 2017, when the regular season averaged just under 15 million viewers, the NFL's audience has grown by 10%, and it's pulled even with its 2016 mark. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.